courage in the Lord. The President of the General Conference, Elder A.G. Daniels, presented Ellen White's second message to the delegates 10 days later at the business session on Tuesday morning, May 27. It opened. Recently in the night session, my mind was impressed by the Holy Spirit with the thought that if the Lord is coming as soon as we believe He is, we ought to be even more active than we have been in years past. Then she reviewed God's call for an outreach of the message with a fervor similar to that seen in the days of the Advent movement in 1843 and 1844. She spoke of the needs of the cities and places nigh and afar off, and admonished, "Never draw back." She urged that we are to move forward in faith and hope, expecting large things from God, and warned, "Let no discouraging words be spoken, but only such words as will tend to strengthen and sustain your fellow workers." Then she referred to her own participation in the work. "I long to be personally engaged in earnest work in the field, and I should most assuredly be engaged in more public labor did I not believe that at my age it is not wise to presume on one's physical strength. I have a work to do in communicating to the church and to the world the light that has been entrusted to me from time to time all through the years during which the third angel's message has been proclaimed. My heart is filled with a most earnest desire to place the truth before all who can be reached. And I am still acting a part in preparing matter for publication. I am more thankful than I can express for the uplifting of the Spirit of the Lord, for the comfort and grace that He continues to give me, and that He grants me strength and opportunity to impart courage and help to His people." There was one part of her message to the session that touched a chord in the hearts of many of the delegates present, such as Elder J.N. Loughborough, who with Ellen White had attended the very first session of the General Conference held in Battle Creek in May, 1863, exactly 50 years before, and Elder G.I. Butler, an associate for many years. Here are her comforting and encouraging words. "I greatly desire that the old soldiers of the cross, those grown gray in the Master's service, shall continue to bear their testimony right to the point, in order that those younger in the faith may understand that the messages which the Lord gave us in the past are very important at this stage of the earth's history. Our past experience has not lost one jot of its force. Let all be careful not to discourage the pioneers, or cause them to feel that there is little they can do. Their influence may still be mightily exerted in the work of the Lord. The testimony of the aged ministers will ever be a help and a blessing to the church. God will watch over His tried and faithful standard bearers, night and day, until the time comes for them to lay off their armor. Let them be assured that they are under the protecting care of Him who never slumbers or sleeps, that they are watched over by unwearied sentinels. Knowing this, and realizing that they are abiding in Christ, they may rest trustfully in the providences of God." There was no word of pessimism in Ellen White's farewell message to the leaders of the church and assembly. She continued, "When in the night season I am unable to sleep, I lift my heart in prayer to God, and He strengthens me and gives me the assurance that He is with His ministering servants in the home field and in distant lands. I am encouraged and blessed as I realize that the God of Israel is still guiding His people, and that He will continue to be with them, even to the end." She spoke of the need of the special guidance of the Holy Spirit, of carrying forward the work with increasing efficiency, of a work that lies before the church that would put to the stretch every power of the human being. She called for the exercise of strong faith and declared that with God's help, His servants will finally triumph. Ibid. 165. Both General Conference messages appear in full in